Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock hour. I'm Hockman and Crowder. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We enjoy ourselves some Funky Buddha. I don't think I ever played the Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song yesterday. That was not Steven's fault. That was my fault. Let's play it today, Steven.
Hey, how about another beer?
Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowd.
All right, bro, here you go.
Yeah, man, here you go.
All right, bro, here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man, here you go. Yeah. Funky Buddha. It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hockman Crowd.
Joe Zagacki has left our table and is now approaching every table on Radio Row saying, do you want to talk sports? 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 Do you want to – he's in the buffet line here, the media meals. Do you want to talk sports? And they're like, do you want the chicken or no? Do you want to talk sports?
Setting up biscuits in a 3-4. See, now this is the Sam coming off the right side. It's yeah, we blew Joe's mind.
I love when he says, I just wanted to fit in. I'm like, you did? That was an actual effort to fit in?
He hadn't been to school in a while, I see.
Let's get headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with our own Alejandro Solana.
These headlines
fit in with them khakis. Y'all leave Joe alone.
You just said something that was insulting.
Y'all leave my Joe alone.
Is he the only media member wearing the shoes of said school he works for?
Yeah, he's got them orange and green Canes shoes on, man.
He loves
to represent. He's about to go show those to McGee.
He's chasing Stoops up the elevator right now.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
This report is brought to you by Amtrak. Whether you're craving a breath of fresh mountain air, an exciting new adventure, or just some free babysitting from grandma, Amtrak can get you there. With more than 500 destinations across the country, everything you are missing, just an Amtrak away. Guys, we are just 4 hours away for the NBA Finals. 9 p.m. our time, 8 p.m. your time. So 9 p.m. Yes. Eastern time tonight. Milwaukee, a 4.5-point favorite to close it out at home.
Yeah, we do have to figure out what we're going to do tonight, Crowder, because we're going to go watch the game. So I'm kind of leaning towards just betting the Bucks minus 4.5 and hoping that if they do win, they cover. And that way it kind of hedges our bet.
Ooh. Let's go Suns tonight and then Bucks tomorrow. Bucks
but
game
we have
seven.
The Suns tonight. Our yeah. bet essentially means we already have a bet on the Suns.
We double down on the Suns.
Why?
To make money, baby.
Why? No.
Joe. What is Joe?
How about this? Largest lead in game, 16.5.
Ooh.
I like the over on that.
I like the over, too.
I like the over on that.
Yeah.
Because Milwaukee could potentially just hammer them off that court.
And the Suns come out strong knowing that they can be eliminated
True.
And get a big jump.
True.
And then they go. Somebody's going to get a big lead.
What
I
do you
like
think
that.
About that, Solana? Largest lead, 16.5. Solana?
He's out of there.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
What
the Suns
happened?
Had
Are you
a
giving
16.
Giving a pregnant pause, or did we lose you?
I had my mic on mute, and I didn't realize it.
The honesty is wonderful.
Why did you mute your mic during the segment when you're part of the segment?
I don't know. I feel like you guys, you went away from headlines for a second. I had to yawn very quickly, and I just muted my mic really quickly, and I forgot.
Yawn? Are we boring you?
How aggressive are your yawns?
No, I stayed up to watch Space Jam last night for my review that got bleeped on anyways, so it was pretty worthless for me.
It's the worst movie review I've ever heard in my life. As one of the texters pointed out, your movie review made Jennifer Figueroa, Jay Figg, sound like Siskel and Ebert on our show.
Terrible.
No, but seriously, the Suns had a 15-point or 16-point lead, I think, in Game 5 and couldn't hold on to it. So I don't think it's a bad bet. I think I could definitely see Milwaukee blowing out the Suns tonight. And I could see the Suns as well in Milwaukee jumping out to a quick lead. Desperation time, backs against the walls, win or go home
right.
for the NBA
22
Finals.
22-4 at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
I think that might be our bet.
I like that one.
All right.
Count me out of that one, though. I want nothing to do with that.
All in!
I'm good on that
Come on,
one,
Yanni.
Suckers.
Let's go, Yanni. Goodness gracious.
The Marlins will play the Nationals at 7:05 p.m. tonight in the nation's capital. Trevor Rogers, he gets the nod tonight.
All right.
We didn't spend too much time talking about this today, but
that's
Aaron Rodgers turning
line
down.
By you.
I mean, you asked me if I thought it was a good bet, and you know, I gave you what you wanted to hear, didn't I?
That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for actual opinion and analysis, not just what I wanted to hear, but that's fine. It ate up a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
We're all just trying to get to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Working, baby.
Aaron Rodgers, he turned down a 2-year extension.
Yeah, right, Joe? You okay? All right. Joe couldn't find anyone to talk sports to.
He came back reluctantly.
He's like, all right, I'll just sit here. Watch them.
He's Dave Chappelle in the itching.
My wife just walked up, and Joe's going to start spewing facts of the 87 Fiesta Bowl.
Joe, she's interested. See? Lori's interested.
What's he telling you about the Fiesta Bowl from 86? Joe just blurts out, should have run the ball.
You know what? I bet he's right. I don't even know what he's talking about.
That was a legit opinion on the Fiesta Bowl from him for the 80s. Should have run the ball. Lori questioning right now. I thought you said Joe was leaving at 5. I waited to come down here.
Now she's stuck in the matrix.
I'll tell you what, just give it back to him, Lori. Tell him about how the Botanical Garden was today in Birmingham, and you'll bore the hell out of him. She's showing him pictures. She's showing him pictures. All right, Joe. Now you know how your Josh Heupel story feels to me.
Don't listen to him, Joe.
$6,000 at Bucky's. She got a picture of a dandelion.
Oh boy.
God.
Oh, yeah, I got my stomach hurt.
Oh. So you want in on that bet, Solana?
Yeah, actually, on second thought, put me in.
Oh, my God. All right. What else you got?
I don't know. Who cares? whatever. This is actually fascinating. Someone on the set of Titanic spiked the seafood chowder with PCP and got dozens of cast members and crew members high, including director James Cameron.
Really? When did that come out?
Titanic. That was
when
in 90.
When did the story come out? No, not the movie. The story.
The story that I saw this from was from a 20-year release party. So probably in like 2017, 2016, around there.
All right.
So they put PCP in the clam chowder?
Yeah, they James Cameron believes it was somebody that they had actually fired off the cast for fooling around with one of the caterers. So he wanted to get back at the catering company, and he spiked the food. And literally, like, half the cast had to go to the hospital. Some of them were crying. Some of them were racing with wheelchairs down the hallway in the hospital. Like, they were all cracked out on PCP.
Somebody texts in, these SEC media people have to be ready for y'all to leave. They have to be like, what the hell is wrong with those two guys? They must think that our waters were spiked with PCP.
I'm looking. My direction, I can see a lot more people.
Right. I'm not looking at any of the other Yahoos that are on this radio row. I am specifically situated towards the mall.
I think we're the only people laughing, to be honest.
Oh, my God. We're laughing in church. I mean, this is SEC media days. I'm not kidding you. We are laughing in church.
So funny about the number three rush defense in the nation. Take it easy,
all of a
bro.
Sudden, Joe just popped up. Someone say number three rush defense in the nation? Like the meerkat. Someone say number three rush defense in the nation?
And he just came around. I'm not fooling with you. Y'all leave my Joe alone.
All right, let's get to weather then from the Demesman-Inover accident attorney. Well, I can't even imagine how many times in this conference room that you guys are in, somebody said, oh, we're the best conference in the nation. You know, FCC, best conference in the nation. We produce the best teams, the best football players.
The whole side of the building has a giant SEC logo on it. I mean, you cannot escape the SEC love around this building.
Solana, I've said that 10 times in the last 2 days.
Right.
Come on
No, yeah, that is a mantra around here, man.
The blue and yellow shield.
Yeah.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What do we all feel about Greg Popovich's hair?
He looks homeless.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it is brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Excellent day two on Radio Row. SEC Media Days, Birmingham, Alabama. Courtesy of our friends at the Capital One Orange Bowl. We appreciate it. Mike Wallace there talking a little NBA Finals. What a pleasure here in Birmingham. It'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off, not a 9 o'clock tip-off like South Florida.
Get to sleep a little earlier.
That's right. See if we win our money a little bit earlier.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Or
I like
lose our money a little bit earlier.
Hey. No.
So coming up on the radio stations tonight, you will get that NBA Finals Game 6. That's on 790 The Ticket. First at 6 o'clock, just 11 minutes from now, you will get Ticket Rewind with Dan Day. Coming up on 560 WQAM Hurricane Hotline right after us at 6 o'clock. So Hurricanes fans got their appetite wet with Joe Zagacki with us for a couple hours today, and you have ACC Media Day tomorrow. Get some Hurricane Hotline tonight. All right. I guess that's going to wrap up.
Fun day.
We laughed a lot here, man, today. We were talking with the engineer on site with us. His name is Tom. He's from Tuscaloosa, and he's helping us out, obviously, these 3 days. And so he said, what percentage of the show do you think you guys laugh? And I said, if it was up to us, it'd be 100%. I mean, we try. But I said, there's always texters or tweeters. Man, all you guys do is laugh, looking for something else. And I always say, like, Crowder and I look at each other quizzically, and we're like, who doesn't like to laugh?
I don't want to know that person.
Who does not want to laugh? If we laugh for 2.5 hours out of the 4-hour show, I wonder why didn't we laugh for 3 hours?
You know? Thanks some guys on these tables next to us that don't like our approach.
I'll tell you what, man. I would say 98%. I mean, there's the per capita on this SEC radio row, but I said it earlier, it's like laughing in church. I would say per capita in this SEC radio row, I mean, the amount of laughter versus the amount of serious football talk is like infinitesimal on the football talk side. Like,
oh,
it
yeah.
is.
When I step, when I walk past and randomly hear somebody bring up a position,
yeah.
I know what's going
yeah.
on. See, now if you're strong safety, that's all I need to hear.
Right.
Yeah, this
right.
is this is deep X and O right now.
Now let's break down the centers of all the SEC teams. This guy at Vanderbilt, I've looked at some of his film. Huh? You what?
I become overwhelmed,
right?
Guy.
You looked at Vanderbilt film?
How
you
do
what?
How do you feel about their RPO?
What?
Leave me alone. I want to go play Papa Shot.
So one more day at SEC Media Days. That is tomorrow. Me and Crowder. Joe Zagacki is leaving on a jet plane. So he will be with Joe Rose tomorrow morning from ACC Media Days in Charlotte. But tomorrow it is me and Crowder left to our own devices.
Uh-oh.
There is no governor that is trying to keep us in line. So if you thought today
uh-oh,
got a little
Joe.
Way, here goes Joe. There goes Joe. Is that a carry-on, Joe? You're one of those guys, huh? Bring a whole trunk with you and call it a carry-on? Joe's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Joe's one of fellas, can you help me put this in the overhead thing? I just need six guys to help lift this up.
Joe's
no, no,
lying.
No, but it's regulation. It's regulation. No, I'm teasing you. Safe travels, Joe.
Have a good one,
brother. There goes Joe Zagacki. All right. Somebody texts in, hearing you guys laugh makes me crack up. That's the idea.
Laughing's like contagious.
Fun, so. Our plan is to have more fun tomorrow here in Birmingham, Alabama. Like I said, Ticket Rewind coming up on 790 The Ticket. Hurricane Hotline coming up on 560 QAM. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Go catch some Smith and McGee. I was on papers my second year.
When
of Florida,
he says he was
I
was on papers. You know what being on papers is?
No.
He's on parole. He's on.
I don't know.
Would you want to be a fly on the wall of the McGee and Zagacki conversation about the College World Series?
Listen, Hawk, a couple years ago we were there.
There's more?
Yeah.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!